Unit 6. Discovery of High Tech. Lesson 1. New Technology. Listening and Speaking. 3. I want to buy a new camcorder. B. Listen and complete.
What are you looking for?
I want to buy a new camcorder for my trip this summer.
Do you know what camcorder options are available?
Not really. I thought I'd just have a look today.
Would you like to look at the new digital camcorders that have just come in?
Sure. I'd like to see the smallest camcorder that you have first.
Okay. This Panda model is their newest and our most popular camcorder. Why don't you see if you like the way it feels?
It's very light. That would be good. How is the battery life?
It's got an above-average battery life. It lasts up to 24 hours and can be charged in 10 minutes.
Can you also take still photos with it?
Yes, that is an option.
4.
What is the specialty of this new kind of robot?
B. Listen to the dialogue and complete the answers with the information you hear.
Hello, Anne. Is everything going well?
Not so good.
What is the matter?
You know, I'm a green hand as a dentist. Seldom patients dare to be cured by me.
Maybe because of their psychological actions.
I feel helpless.
Don't lose heart. A new kind of robot, Ling Li, has been researched and developed in Shanghai.
What is the specialty of this new kind of robot?
Ling Li has rich expressions, so it can be a model for young dentists. According to the robot's reaction, the young dentists can make much progress in taking exercises.
That is a good research.
Reading and writing. 6. The big data story. B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. What does big data cover?
2. How many thirds of available data is not being used?
Big data is becoming more and more important to every company's marketing efforts, especially digital initiatives. In the past, companies keep their data stored neatly in a relational database management system, RBMS. Any new business data was created inside that software. Reports were made by reading the data in the database. Data from outside the database, like emails and online data, was simply ignored. The growth of the internet and the online storage, the explosion of digital devices and mobile computing, and the increasing size and the speed of data moving around the planet changed all that. The traditional database system simply can't handle that much data. To work with a huge amount of useful data being transmitted every day from so many different sources, new computing methods needed to be developed. The term big data includes the way in which humans attempt to handle this problem. It covers solutions for analyzing, capturing, managing, searching, sharing, storing, transferring, visualizing, and querying this data and includes concerns like data protection and privacy. For small and big businesses, the most important aspect of big data is the ability to analyze vast amount of information to identify important business trends. They control through their own database systems, social media accounts, emails, app data, web servers, and more. In advertising, all this activity comes down determining customer behavior and feeling accurately, and deciding what to do about it. One hot method at the moment is to connect all this big data to an artificial intelligence, AI, so it can make predictions about the future and suggest better methods to marketing, customer relations, product development, and many other areas. However, research suggests that only a third of available data is being used. The other thirds consists of audio and video data for which adequate means of analysis are not yet available. For most businesses, that's a marketing gold mine, just waiting to be dug.
8. Read and recite.
I think science is to seek truth from facts, not to struggle for fame and wealth, to yo-yo.
Scientific research should be bold in exploration and innovation, which is the key. Yuan Longping.
The human spirit must prevail over technology. Albert Einstein.
Technology has to be invented or adopted. Jared Diamond.
Technology is anything that wasn't around when you were born. Alan Kay.
Just because something doesn't do what you planned it to do doesn't mean it's useless. Thomas Edison. Lesson 2. High tech and life. Listening and speaking. 3. What do you think of genetically modified foods?
B. Listen and complete.
Hey, Kate. China is doing research on genetically modified foods. The United States is for using genetically modified foods, but Europe is against it. So you're from Canada. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a great idea to have genetically modified foods.
Why?
Well, for countries like China, the quality of the people's life is going to be of the level of those in America within the next few years. And if this world is going to support that large population, we definitely need more resources.
Don't you worry that maybe there haven't been enough tests on genetically modified foods? That there might be side effects that could lead to cancer or could ruin the natural life cycle of the plants?
Definitely. I think there are lots of reasons, and that's why the research has to be taken carefully and slowly, and there has to be laws in place so that the research is controlled and that foods are tested before people can use them.
You're saying that they should do research, but it's okay to go ahead and try to use it?
Well, if there is reason to prove that it is safe after many tests, then I think we should start using it for the future.
I can understand why some people would want to use genetically modified foods. But if you don't give enough time for the tests, it's really harmful to the environment or the people.
For sure. So I don't think we should rush it. But at the same time, I don't think we should completely stop the research because the population is growing and genetically modified foods can help people to survive.
I pretty much agree with you on that.
Thanks.
4. Cars in the near future. B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
How do you see cars in, let's say, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, Phil?
In the near future, I think the big developments will be new fuels. At the moment, traditional engines are causing a lot of harm to the planet, and we're going to eventually run out of natural resources. So I think the developments will be towards electric or hybrid cars.
Right.
Maybe even using fuel cells such as hydrogen.
Well, how many years away do you think this is?
10 to 15 years away, before we start seeing the first ones in production. But before we see everyone using them, it's going to be 20 years, I guess.
Right. Now, I once had a student who was an engineer for Chrysler, Daimler Chrysler, and he was saying that they already have cars that can drive without people. Like, you can just say where you live and it'll go there. Have you heard about that?
I've seen the technology from a German company called Volkswagen as well. The problem with this technology is that people like the sense of freedom from having a car.
Right.
And if your car is driving you, then you lose that. It's like being on a train or something, so you lose that individual sense of freedom.
Wow, that's right. That's a good point.
Reading and writing. 6. The Internet of Things. B. Read the text with the questions in mind.
1. How does the Internet of Things make our life easier?
2. Do you like the life described in the text? Why or why not?
With every device in our home connected to the Internet, every daily task can be automated, making our life much easier. Just imagine. 7 a.m., I wake up at exactly the right time. My alarm clock has been analyzing my sleep pattern, only waking me when I'm sleeping at my lightest in order to make me feel more alert. 7:30 a.m. My breakfast consists of the food the fridge has suggested that has in stock, and will be most appropriate for the start of my day. 8 a.m. My autonomous car, having set warming up as soon as it sensed I was about to leave, automatically reroutes me from the accident black spot on my way to work, as I read the morning newspapers. 9 a.m. My arrival at the office is greeted by the coffee machine making my favorite cappuccino, which I take to my desk as my computer turns on and the air conditioning fan above my desk whirs into life. 12 p.m. Midday arrives after a busy morning's work, and my smartwatch vibrates to remind me that I have lunch with a potential client in a restaurant across the town. 6 p.m. After a successful day at work, in which I've concluded business to a potential client, signed off on some big deals, and kept an eye on my team's progress whilst out of the office via my smartphone, I'm heading home via the gym. 7 p.m. I arrive at the gym and insert my membership card into the central hub. My smartwatch recognizes that I've entered the gym, so selects my favorite workout playlist. Taking my predetermined weight, height, and exercise goals into consideration, as well as my calorie intake, the system makes sure I work all the way to my targets. 9 p.m. I walk towards the door. The lighting switches on, sensing my arrival. The oven immediately begins pre-warming for the meal that my smart fridge has accurately determined, which fulfills my nutritional quota for the day. 11 p.m. I climb into bed after a long day. My alarm clock takes tomorrow's weather, traffic conditions, and my calendar into consideration. I fall asleep dreaming of the time before the Internet of Things.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. John and Tom met in a street one day. "I need a favor. Can you keep the secret for me?" said John. "Certainly I can," answered David. "I am short of money these days. Will you please lend me some?" "Oh, don't worry," David said. "I'll take it as if I didn't hear you." I decided to drive to travel across the country. I bought a map and started it. On my way, I found my car in lack of petrol. Luckily, I saw a petrol station ahead. I drove to the station, but there's no petrol available there, and the petrol was not be sent to the station until the next day. So I had to wait there for a day.